Well, the tyranny really changed Waco because the square was completely demolished. And the people down there, for the most part, did not go back into business. Or if they did, it was in the 200 or 300 block of Austin Avenue. And the few of the businesses went on Franklin and the other place. But it was no longer the gathering place for people who came in from out of town. You know, they'd come to the square and they'd do the things all around the square. So that changed that. And then just circumstances itself changed the town. The thing that really changed Waco was a combination of that and the Model Cities program that gave them the money to close the street and make a mall out of it. Mm-hmm. My husband thought that was the most wonderful thing that could happen. Because Miami had a place like that, and we had a department in one of the stores in Hialeah, and he saw how successful it was, and he worked awfully hard to get that done. But at that same time, the Westview opened, where Cox's is, and the people were able to get what they wanted suburban. The people who were left downtown were the old and the poor. So they really, it wasn't just the parking that did it. It was the parking plus the change of the people who lived in downtown.